The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. At that time, Jesus exclaimed, I give praise to you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, for although you have hidden these things from the wise and the learned, you have revealed them to little ones. Yes, Father, such has been your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father. No one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son wishes to reveal him. Come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart, and you will find rest for yourselves. For my yoke is easy and my burden light. The Gospel of the Lord. Dear brothers and sisters, good evening to you all.
Good evening.
How are you this evening?
Good.
Come to me, all you who labor under burden, and I will give you the rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart, and you will find rest for yourselves. For my yoke is easy and my burden light. This is one of the beautiful passages in today's Gospel reading. In the beginning of the Gospel, Jesus prays to his Father. And in the prayer, Jesus speaks that what are the things that Father has is mine. I and Father are one. After praying this, and he preaches these words, come to me, all you who labor under burden. Here, Jesus says that he will take away all the burden. What a consolation from the side of Jesus to the people who are suffering with different burdens. 3 weeks back, Jesus also said, do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. And today, Jesus says that he will take away all the burdens. How beautiful and how wonderful these consoling words of Jesus. We are all filled with different burdens, everyday life. How nice it will be if Jesus takes away every burden. Our life will be easy, no pain at all. And Jesus says, you take my yoke. Yoke. What is yoke? Do you know what is yoke? Yeah, most of you know. The yoke was the wooden cross beam, like we put the sign of the cross. It is the yoke made with wood. And this, the middle thing is, it will be a little longer, like our cross. It is longer, the middle wood. And side it is less. Where these two sides, bulls were tied to the wood. And this long wood, under this, there will be another one which plows the field. So when the bulls pull the yoke and there will be plowing in the field. That is how people will plow the fields. And it depends on the animals. If they are shorter, and the yoke will be little shorter. If they are longer, and the yoke will be longer. And Jesus very well know about the yoke and how it is made, because many farmers will come to Jesus' house when he was with his father Joseph, because he is a good carpenter. He knows, and many farmers might have visited Jesus asking to make a yoke for the plowing. So Jesus knows very well. That's why Jesus says, take my yoke. So we can see really what the yoke is. It is something material thing which is used to plow the ground. That is yoke. The image of yoke in the Old Testament is the law of Moses, whether it is written or oral. So the yoke in the Old Testament is law of Moses. And everyone likes to live a peaceful and happy life. When our life is filled with heavy burden, we cannot live a happy life. It is true, and we know. In Jesus' time, the Jewish people had 613 laws. All the Jewish people are expected to follow all the laws. It was very burden for them. This was a heavy yoke for the Jewish people. So at the time, the yoke is 613 laws which was given by the leaders. It is said that there are groups of people who are dismissed as sinners because of disobeying the laws, 613 laws. Those who disobey, they are called sinners. They are excommunicated from the society. Among those groups are shepherds, donkey drivers, peddlers, tanners, and tax collectors. These are the people who are not interested to follow the 613 laws. So these people are kept aside. Also, these people are deprived of civil rights, forbidden to act as a witness in a court, and refused entry into the synagogue. And they are completely ignored. So they suffered a lot. So what Jesus was opposing here is the legalistic interpretation by the Pharisees. The Pharisees are the one who are going on making laws. They made the Ten Commandments into 613 laws. So this is the burden. This is the yoke. This is the heavy thing for the Jewish people to follow. Jesus has no intention of doing away with the law, but he refused to support the lawyers who spend their time manufacturing new burdens for broken people. So what the Pharisees does, they simply create laws. Because they follow the laws. They completely, totally follow all the laws. And they will ask people to follow the same. So, this is heavy burden. Heavy to follow all the laws. That is the situation. That is the time where Jesus calls everyone. Those who are burdened. The broken people. Jesus says, Jesus makes two appeals in today's gospel to the broken people. The first one is, come to me, I will give you rest. I will give you rest. And second one is, take my yoke upon you and learn from me. You will find rest for yourself. Two invitations. Same to us also. Come to me, I will give you rest. And take my yoke upon you and learn from me. You will find rest for yourself. So here, taking your yoke upon yourself means accepting of the master's teaching. Accept what I am teaching to you. This is my yoke. All the teachings of Jesus depended on one law. Only one law. Not 613 laws. Jesus gave only one law. Love God and love neighbor. How easy. No burden in this. Very easy. That is the invitation. Listen to me and learn from me. Accept me, who I am, and accept what I am preaching. This is the yoke of Jesus. So we have so many burdens. What are the burdens? We feel burdensome due to some demands and expectations from others. Demands from other people, more expectation, that becomes burden. For example, burdens of responsibility that comes with being a parent, a teacher, a manager, and a leader. All these groups, they have a lot of burden. You parents, you know. Our burden to be a wife, and our burden to be husband, and our burden to be parents to your children. It is not that easy. The burden of being handicapped, sick, widowed, and separated. Heavy burden. Heavy burden. Handicapped. Sick. Widowed and separated. How hard it is to live. And we are all experiencing this. This is true. For these people, the life is really burden. Heavy burden. The burden of in looking after others, like taking care of a retarded child, a crippled spouse. Unimaginable. Very hard. Very heavy. More than the yoke. More than the yoke. All these things are very, very burden for all of us. And whatever demands life may be making on us, poverty, sickness, hunger, anxiety, tension, or fear, or whatever it may be. These are all burdens in our life. Everyday life. Not single day. Everyday life. So Jesus is there to be called on. This is what Jesus invites everyone. Jesus is there to be called on. We can freely ask him to take away all the sufferings, all the burdens. We are free. We are free to call Jesus to take away our burdens. We read in the first reading, we heard today's first reading, Prophet Zechariah, he consoles the Israel people living in Palestine under Greek rule. They were not captured to other country. They are still in the Palestine, but they are under Greek rule. So this king became a burden for the Jewish people. There were a lot of sufferings. Even though they are in their own country, the kings made them to suffer. Lot of burdens on Jewish people. That's why Zechariah says to Jewish people, he promised them the promised Messiah, the meek messianic king will come to save you all. Meek and humble person will come. The Messiah, the promised one, he will come and remove all the burden that are in your life. So, expectation, the Jewish people expected the Messiah, the king. We want that meek and humble king to rule us, not like these burdened kings. So, we can go to Jesus. We can ask Jesus. So, we need to prepare ourselves to call Jesus. If we want to call Jesus, we need to prepare ourselves, our life. St. Paul says, do not love the world or things in the world. The love of the Father is not in those who love the world. The love is seen in God, not on the things. But we love things, not God. That is the sickness that is in us. So, the world is full of desire of the flesh. This is the important point St. Paul says. The world is full of desire of the flesh. It is true. Once upon a time, we had yoke to plow the field. Now we have so many missions. We love not work with yoke, but we love work with tractors. The world is attracting us. Desire of the eyes. So whatever we see, we love them. And we expect them. Whatever we see, we love them. The desire of the eye. The desire of the pride and in riches. So, these are all the weaknesses that are in us. So we love the world more than God. That is the sickness we have. In that sickness, we cannot reach the provider, the one who takes away all the burdens. With our own sickness, we cannot reach that provider. So most of the time, we find it hard to follow in God's footsteps because we carry our own yokes. We have our own burdens in our life that belongs to the world. That's why our life is heavy. And we carry on. We don't want to leave. We don't want to cut off the things that belongs to the world. We will carry on one after another. The desire of the flesh. And so we complain to God that it is heavy. My life is heavy. I have a lot of burdens. I have a lot of pains. We complain to God. So Jesus wants to be at all times truly a source of comfort, of consolation, and of forgiveness and reconciliation. This is the intention of Jesus upon us. He always makes us to be comfortable. And he always shows his consolation, his forgiveness, and his reconciliation. These are the qualities of God. So Jesus, if you take Jesus' life as an example, when he was praying in the Gethsemane, he prays like this: Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. The sufferings, the burdens, the yoke is in front of Jesus. All the burdens are ready to come upon Jesus, to take away his life. Heavy burdens, heavy. See how nicely Jesus prays to his Father. Father, if it is possible, take away. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will. So here Jesus totally gives importance to his Father. Whether to remove the burdens or not, whether to remove the yoke or not, he gives everything in the hands of his Father. Father was silent and his will was clear. Jesus should face what is coming. When Jesus prayed, Father was silent. He didn't give any response. That means Jesus must undergo with his burdens. Here we can see the total surrender of Jesus in the hands of his Father. The total life was kept in the hands of Father. So whatever the things may come, I have to carry on. I have to take off. Whatever the burdens may be, I have to pass through. So, listening to the radio all the day long, watching TV all evening, or watching prone movies, we will not get any anything. We will not rest in those things. When you want to rest, when you want to lighten your burden, go to the Lord and unload all your burdens on the Lord. Come to me. That is the invitation. Bring all your burdens and put upon me. Throw on me. That is the invitation. Take all the burdens and unload on Jesus. How beautiful, how wonderful invitation. That's why Jesus says, come to me, those who are burdened and labored. I will give you the rest. So when we throw all the burdens on Jesus, we will be free. We will be relaxed and we will rest. And ask the Lord to free you from all unnecessary burdens. Throw everything and ask Jesus to remove all the unnecessary burdens that are in our life. The burden which is on us given by Jesus is to follow his commandment. This is the burden that Jesus gives to all of us. The burden of just only one commandment. Love God and love neighbor. Even if it is burden for you, come to me. Come to me. I will make it lighter. So, the burden of Jesus, the yoke of Jesus, the yoke of Jesus is only one commandment. Even if it is burden for you, come to me. You give to me. I will make your life easier. I will remove everything from your life. So, if you feel this is burden, you can come to Jesus and he will bring down all your burdens through the power of the Holy Spirit. So Jesus is ready to remove all the burdens and all the yokes that are in our life. Some people are blaming God for the bad weather or any other crisis that comes upon them. Simply blaming God. Questioning God. God does not send us anything bad. God only sends us what is good to us. If God sends us bad, he is not God. That's why Jesus says, God will not give you snake when you ask for fish. Or he will not give you stone when you ask for bread. That is the nature of God. God always does good. Not bad things. Not bad things at all. If God does something bad in our life, he is not God. If you turn from God because of bad weather or because of any other crisis that comes upon you, to whom will you then turn? If you think that God is bringing bad stuff on my life, if you don't turn to God, then to whom you will turn? Then whom you will give all the burdens? And who will be the rescuer? Who will come to rescue you? If you don't believe in God, if you don't trust in God. So God is the only one who can help you through any situation. Any situation. God is the only one who can remove all the burdens from your life. All the yokes in your life. So, choose God and not someone who is not of God. Choose God and not someone who is not of God, who cannot remove any burden from your life.